This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Murphy's Law. The only brother-sister team on Melbourne Radio.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. Good morning, Anna Murph.
Oh, good morning, Dean Murphy. Good morning, Joysters. How is everyone?
Well, I'm pretty good. I think our producer Tim's pretty good. You're pretty
Shane's
good.
Shane's pretty good. We're all pretty good.
I just want to say to the people this morning, what you are about to experience with this show could go either way. It's either going to be brilliant or it's going to be like 10 trains just smashing into each other.
Right. Okay, so if
we ran out of little time.
Number one rule of radio.
Don't let them know
don't
that.
Don't let them know
oh,
that.
Oh, we did this morning. Anyway, got some great stuff
it's
happening.
It's been
though.
A big week,
it's
hasn't
been a
it?
Massive week.
And
we're going to recap on a few things.
One of my favourite people in the world's been in the media this week.
Oh, who?
Our dear Delta. We will talk about her.
We've got her in for an interview this morning.
We're going to talk about what happens to people when Kylie Minogue performs.
Yes.
They
yes.
just lose their
they do.
Proverbial, don't they?
But not in a bad way. In a good way.
Everybody yeah. just wants to get up on and much, much more.
Oh, absolutely. Heaps coming up, including prizes, good music, interviews galore.
And will this week always be known as the week that granny prostitutes hit the screens?
Got that
television.
Coming up later on this morning too. Stay tuned. I just want to make mention to this message that came through 0427joy949 honorajoy.org.au. Morning, rat bags. I have a problem with the Rihanna song, Diamonds Shine Like...
Diamonds Don't Shine.
Diamonds Don't Shine. They refract. Refract bright like a diamond, she should be singing.
Have a great day. Live in light, Conrad.
We have some interesting listeners,
yeah.
don't we?
Yeah.
Good morning,
it's early
Conrad.
For that kind it of stuff, Conrad. Morning.
But she could change the lyrics.
You just melted both of Murphy's brains. Right there. Boom.
No, hey, listen, here's an interesting story in the paper this morning. Yes. It sounds like a shaggy dog story, a company launching dead cats and dogs into space, Anna Murph. But owners keen to give a deceased pet one last adventure can now have it blasted into the heavens for only
$1,800. For $1,800?
Yes.
For $1,800.
Would you shoot your pussy into the universe for $1,800?
I tell you what, I could sprinkle her off my balcony for free. $1,800 to take myself on a holiday. Something weird in the paper yesterday.
Yes.
And it's in Victoria, and I just think this is really weird. A firebug from hell kept setting her neighbour's house on fire 13 times and caused $100,000 worth of damage.
Well, she's a goal setter. She's tenacious.
She's drunk is what she is. And she actually got off for all of the, like, it's ridiculous. How many times is enough to really send that message?
Why
that
did
you don't
they
like
let her off,
neighbor?
Though?
Don't ask me that. I haven't done that. I just thought it was absolutely incredible that it takes 13 times to realise that she should maybe have a Coke.
Yeah,
a cola.
I mean, some people just take a little bit of time. Slow learner.
Like us.
Slow burner, actually.
Slow burner.
Because no one needs to see Sam Newman's pecker on the TV, do they, really? I mean, it's
no.
one of those things that you only would only it'd be embedded in your brain forever, wouldn't you? Never be able to lose that image.
I think it's safe to say that at this stage of his life, he doesn't probably even need to see it anymore.
Probably can't.
Really? I don't think it needed to go on national television. We're Nick. Playing the game. Name Sam Newman's pecker. It is
yes,
that
name it.
Intellectual in here
Take
today.
Take the shock value out of it. Let's give it a name so it makes it all fun and
That's
sort of
right.
happy
and
again.
Nick has said Sam's teeny weeny wiener.
Oh.
I quite like
very
that.
Very creative.
A nice ring to it.
Craig said slippery Sam.
Oh, dear.
Keep them coming. 0427JOY949.
Slippery is another one of those words that make me feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, listen, there was a story in the paper this morning, Anna Murph.
Mm-hmm.
Police are hunting a burglar who mistook a dead woman's ashes for drugs.
Oh.
In Alabama, which is probably where, you know, like, police found evidence that the person had tried to smoke them. So they've broken into the house and then tried to smoke the ashes of the person.
Jesus, it's a bit desperate.
It is a bit desperate, isn't it?
I tell you what, though, if that's what you're into, should hang around to when I kick it. I reckon that could be one hell of a ride.
Now, listen, if you were watching the TV during the week, you would have seen. I saw it, caught it off guard, actually.
I actually wanted to watch it. And I posted it on Facebook. I was really thrilled. And then something happened and I missed it, but you watched it.
Yeah, well, it was a documentary, My Granny's an Escort.
Yeah, and, My Granny's an Escort. What a hard-hitting week. Yes. My granny is an escort.
Yeah.
First thing I thought was it's never too late.
Yeah, never too late. You it was at first I thought it was a little bit sad.
Sad.
But when you hear the women talking about it and they're like super keen on, like, one was 84 and she was showing the guy doing the interview some of the text messages coming through. Oh, here's another one. Have a look at this. Have a look at what this guy wants to do. And she goes, at the end of the day, I just love sex.
And
I thought, at 84, that's absolutely good on you,
and
girlfriend.
Quite frankly, what's not to love?
Well, yes, exactly. What's not to love? Which was great. And Channel 9, I think it was on Channel 9, their switchboard just lit up, apparently. But there was so many people latched on to watch the actual program. This week, however, Liz Hayes, 60 Minutes, they're doing a follow-up story. They're doing the follow-up on the granddaddies, actually.
Tonight on 60 Minutes. At first glance, Les Martin might seem like just your regular 84-year-old grandfather. He does some part-time work for the Grey Army handyman. He plays bowls at the Dingley RSL Bowling Club twice a week, is a member of the Slap Happy Men's Choir, and has helped out with Meals on Wheels for over a decade. But this senior citizen leads a double life. You see, Les is a prostitute, a male escort, or as Les likes to put it, the godfather of gobbles. Les Martin, welcome to 60 Minutes.
Hang on a second. It's better with my teeth in.
Here's one for you. A man was saved from a vicious bear attack thanks to Justin Bieber's ringtone.
Oh.
Apparently Igor, the Russian man Igor, was walking in his favourite fishing spot when a big grizzly bear attacked him from behind. And it was just when the bear attacked him from behind that Justin Bieber, on his ringtone, rang in his pocket. So
what song was it? Do we know?
It was Baby, the hit song Baby.
Right.
Which I don't remember. Do you remember the Baby one?
Baby.
Oh, that would scare me too. That'd scare me to be
I just love the fact that even bears think that Justin Bieber is not worth hanging around for.
Well, I like how Igor, who's been saved by Justin Bieber's ringtone, added on to the end of the story. Oh, but everyone knows that I didn't add it onto my phone. My granddaughters did it for a bit of a joke.
Yeah,
don't play that card. You did it. You liked the song.
Even
and
in
it
the
scared
face,
the bear.
Even in the face of death, no one wants to admit to being a Justin Bieber fan. It is that clear, people.
That's a good song, isn't it? Rolling in the Deep, Adele.
That's some real love.
Yeah, I can't wait for the new album to come out soon. 12 minutes to 8 this morning.
If she doesn't hurry up, it'll be called 40.
Could be too. Now, yeah, this is a funny little story in the paper this morning, Anna Murph. Several holiday makers in Ibiza have been fined by police after they were caught having sex in the back of a van. The police swooped on the Swiss tourists after stopping the van at a roadblock, and they saw the when they saw the three actual. Hang on a sec, let me get this right.
Right.
Officers saw the three couples in the throes of passion after they caught a motorist for dangerous driving at the checkpoint.
Right.
And instead of busting them and fining these people for indecent exposure, they fine them for not wearing a seatbelt.
Wow.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, but can I just hang on, backtrack? I just quickly want to know, who's the creepy guy driving the van while the three couples are getting on in the back with no seatbelts
They've
on?
Got, you know, they're tourists. They've got to get from one place to another.
Wouldn't
haven't got time
not
to
be
stop.
A bit awkward?
Allocated
guys,
driver.
Oi, we're going through a police check. Do you reckon you could stop getting jiggy with it? But
maybe
congratulations to those police officers.
I think that's a wonderful thing. Good cop, bad cop. I love it.
That's right. Anywho.
Now, listen, during the week, there was a story in the paper about an ape that actually stole a man's camera and took a selfie of himself. It's the funniest thing. If you haven't seen it, we're going to put it up on our Facebook page this morning.
Very gorgeous photo.
Gorgeous. He's got beautiful teeth, this monkey.
Beautiful teeth.
So he's picked up the camera and gone, do a little selfie here, snapped it. Now it's gone global.
Right.
The whole thing went viral. And now the photographer is aiming to sue Wikipedia. Because he says he didn't, no one got his approval for the photo. But Wikipedia is saying, wasn't your photo. The monkey took the photo.
I so, really wish that this had been in yesterday's newspaper because we may have been able to get an interview with the monkey. But stay tuned, yes. Ladies and gentlemen. You never know what can happen on Murphy's Law.
In the paper this morning, yes. Just to shake things up a little bit, it's normal to be nervous on your first day at school, but it's important to remember to keep your cool and your pants on, Anna Murphy.
Wow. Are we talking about 5-year-olds going to school for the first time?
And staying sober would be a good start too.
Well, we're not talking about 5-year-olds then, no. Hopefully.
A new school teacher in Oklahoma scored fail on both of these things. She turned up. She must have been nervous, poor old love, and she's gone to school and she's basically been a little intoxicated and all of a sudden she's ended up in some room, disorientated and no pants on.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, not a great start. And ended up with a mugshot as well.
Yes.
Look at that. That's a pearler of a time.
It's a great thing. We'll put that on our Facebook page.
I don't recall having teachers quite like that.
Oh, we had a few. Everyone's got a favourite teacher, crazy old teacher.
Well, would she have got to be somebody's favourite teacher because it was the first day.
Well, it was the first day.
They haven't got to love her like they were going
I'm sure they would have, though.
It's just sad, isn't it?
With her pants on, they would have loved her.
No, we didn't have drunk teachers, I don't think.
I don't know. You never know. Never know. But listen, I thought I'd throw it out to the people this morning. Everyone's got a favourite teacher that they remember well.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a couple of them, actually. One of them was Mr. Zachariah. Mr. Zachariah, when he was telling you off, would point at you, but he had a bent finger, so you never knew where he was pointing at.
I had one. She was mad as a cut snake, and she used to, like, we'd be sitting there and everyone's talking, and she'd walk in casually, really quietly. Mm. Everyone just kept talking, and then she'd just sort of start producing, like, chip packets and old used Yoplait cups,
yuck.
And say, like, silence would fall across while everyone watched her, and she'd be like, "Hello, everyone. Does anybody belong to this little packet of empty chips here?" Like, just go on for about half an hour and everyone's like, "No." And she's like, "Okay, then. I can then put them in the
bin." Sounds like
then.
She should be on play school.
She was very much like that. This is the same teacher that in year 12 came up to me and said, "I wish you all the best, Anna, because in my humble opinion, you've used about a half to a third of your brain capacity all year."
We're talking about your crazy teachers. If you want to send through, who was your favourite crazy teacher at school? Let us know. 0427JOY949, honourofjoy.org.au.
And this one from Benny has said, "My grade 7 teacher used to make me sit on a pillow on her feet during morning assembly on cold winter mornings."
Oh, she wouldn't have got away with that
now.
Oh,
Benny. Oh, I want more Benjamin. Information about
please
that.
Please do. Send it through.
I don't think she'd still have her job these days somehow.
I don't think so either. Oh, Anna Murphy, it is time to do this.
The tension.
I know it is. Hang on. Yeah, the build-up is incredible.
It's Rocky here.
No, we've got the Melbourne Chargers in this morning. We've got Anton from the Melbourne Chargers. Welcome to Joy.
Welcome.
Morning.
Oh, hang on. Better turn your mic on.
Oh, hello.
Even though you have a big booming voice, we can't hear you without the mic.
See?
Hello.
Anton from the Chargers. So you're so intimidating, Dave forgets to put on your microphone. But how are you?
I'm very good, apart from the fact that it should be illegal to be up at this time in the morning.
Tell me about it.
It's ridiculous. I'm not used to the morning rush hour traffic.
We wish we could do.
Well, neither are we. And we've been here since 5.
Exactly.
So, you know, and we do it every week.
We kind of wish we could do breakfast at lunchtime.
Yes,
would be good.
Much better.
Hey, Anton.
Yes.
Big week for the Chargers, obviously.
Huge week.
Or big month, I should say, because you've got the Bingham Cup coming up.
Absolutely.
Which is in Sydney this year, yeah?
Yes, it's on home turf. It's the 7th Bingham tournament, which is fantastic. And Sydney won the bid this time, so it's fantastic.
So it's happening over 3 days up in Sydney, yeah?
The actual tournament's happening over 3 days, but there's a range of events happening from the 24th up until the actual tournament itself. So there's lots of things to do. So if you're actually in Sydney, then have a look, see what's going on.
And there's 15 countries involved.
15 countries, yeah.
It's amazing.
It's amazing, isn't it? I'd like to apologise for Anna Murphy off here. Anna Murphy said, "You don't look like a rugby player. You look like an AFL player."
Well, just because I mean you've got a neck, Anton.
Actually, let me just jump it down a bit as well so you can actually see the neck.
No,
there it is.
Oh, it's a nice neck too.
I have confirmed Anton has a neck.
So listen, this weekend we're doing you're doing a fundraiser, is that right?
Or this is not so much a fundraiser. This is actually our Bingham presentation launch.
Oh, okay.
So we had our major fundraiser back in May, which it had a fantastic response to, and it was packed out. It was brilliant. And this time it's just more of a kind of, you know, this is the team we've got. We've got two teams now, and show it to our community and to support, saying, look, you know, this is what you've helped raise.
Wow, that's... So how many players all up in the two teams?
50 players in total. There's a lot of players.
That's a lot of sporty gay boys in this town.
I love the fact that we're having it at the Greyhound because it is the only place in the community that has a stage big enough to hold 50 rugby players at once.
With this infrastructure, that'd be fantastic. That's the only reason actually they did the do-over is actually they can host 50 rugby players.
That's fantastic.
Ooh, that's
good. So are we presenting the tops?
Well, we're presenting the players. We do have a new jersey, which is the same as the other jersey, but with different sponsors because we've got a touring jersey, which is fantastic. Which is a bit more streamlined as well because the ones we've got at the moment are just a bit baggy.
Right.
So you just flap around a bit, something to grab onto. But when we go to Sydney, we're like skin tight.
Oh, yeah, of course. We're going to Sydney. We need it.
We want to define our bodies a little bit better. Yeah, it's just like a corset.
It's off your necks.
In the scheme of 15 teams from around the world, where are you guys situated like on the ladder?
We've got two teams this year, which is a first for us, which is fantastic. Last time we went to Manchester, we took one team over and we were in the what's known as the Hoagland Cup, which is the middle tier, should we say. So we weren't a brand new team, but we weren't, you know, really competitive enough to really be able to bring the Bingham Cup itself home. So this time, however,
we're going in with two teams.
We're going in with two teams and we're going to fight to bring the cup back to Melbourne.
Bloody hell, exciting, isn't it?
It's huge. We've had a fantastic year this year and we've been preparing not only in the past 12 months, but the past 2 years since the last Bingham tournament. So this team's in 2 years in the making. We've been able to develop a second team and we've been, we reached the finals for the first time in the Victoria Rugby Union Division as well. So it's been a huge successful year for us.
You know what? Bring that cup home and we can do a lap on Pride March.
You can too.
If the Sydney Convicts can do it, their Pride, we can do it as well.
Exactly. Why not?
I think it is great. I think it's going to be a great night. If you get a chance to go down and see the Melbourne Chargers, all 50 of them on stage at the Greyhound, it's happening this Saturday night. It's free entry into the Greyhound until 11 p.m. So, time are you guys going to be strutting your stuff out there?
So entertainment starts about 9:30. We've got two fantastic performers performing there. About 10 o'clock is when the actual presentation and speeches and emotional tear-jerking video will be going on.
And will the players be in shorts? This is what we need to know.
Here we go.
It's too cold.
Pervy old, leery old thing.
Hang on.
It's too cold in the evening.
You rugby players.
What, you're not wearing shorts down there?
No. I'll see what I can sort out.
You can't have 50 of you on stage with no shorts. Who's running this thing? Oh, that's ridiculous. Anton, we're going to have to talk about that off air. You know what? We're going to throw it out to the audience. We're going to say, send us a message now on 0427 Joy 949.
Honor and Joy. If
you will turn up to the Greyhound if they're in shorts, let us know.
Or less.
Hang on.
You're not the bloody glamour head sharks. All right? You don't need your Speedos. We just need you in shorts.
Don't say anything about Speedos.
Hey, even better. Send us through. 0427 Joy 949. Honor and Joy.
Hot.
Oh, it's sweaty in here. Anton, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Joining us now in the Joy Studios is none other than the wonderful Delta Goodrum. Good morning.
Hi, Deanie. It's so good to be back amongst the only people who have supported me since my Innocent Eyes album, Australia's second biggest selling album, was released.
Delta, you've had a great season on The Kid's Voice with lots of positive feedback.
Oh, Dean, it's been a mystical, magical journey so far, and the kids absolutely adore me.
Why do you think that is?
Well, Mel B told me that kids, before they start sprouting pubic hair, are lost in a sea of delusion.
Really?
Yes. They don't know that awkward and annoying is really just awkward and annoying. They think it's groovy and fun.
Is that so?
Yeah, the kids really dig me because together we can pretend we're kings and queens of the voice land where we sing and we dance, spinning freely around and around like turtle doves flying in the spring breeze.
Okay. Delta, this week was interesting for you with comedian Marlon Wayans taking a selfie of you dancing at Beyonce's concert and posting some really nasty comments. How did that make you feel?
Oh, Deanie, I love Wayne and he's so funny. But what he didn't know was at that particular time, I was actually doing some interpretive dance moves.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I was channeling the movements of an orangutan who had just had 5 Red Bulls in a row.
Well, it seems like your fans have jumped to your defence and have given this comedian a hard time for his comments.
Oh, yes, it was so overwhelming to see so many of my Deltorians supporting me over this. And I always knew that one day there would be a rising of people who love meaningless, vapid piano ballads, terrible styles smiling and awkward movement, and together we would march up a hill waving nothing but chiffon curtains, and I feel that day has come.
Delta Goodrum, that's about all we have time for this morning.
Oh, thanks, Dean, and don't forget my new album, Child of the Unicorn, featuring 27 songs about me and includes bonus remixes of all my hand clapping and bracelet jingling on The Voice, will be released really soon. Love and light, peace out.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.